today is the solemnity of the Epiphany of the Lord, the manifestation of the Lord to all the world through the Israelites and through the Magi representing all the worlds, the Gentile nations, the manifestation of our Lord to all. And, you know, our Lord appears in the stable at Bethlehem, and nobody knows about it. Even the angels had to go to the shepherds to bring them there. Nobody knows about it. The kings come, and nobody knows about it, and the kings are all worried. Did they make a mistake? Did they go all this way for nothing? Because the Jews weren't ready, they weren't prepared, they didn't care even. The Magi, the scribes and Pharisees, they should have known, they should have been prepared, they should have prepared the people. Everybody should have been in great expectation for the Messiah, for the coming of our Lord, and yet they weren't. And, you know, this is the world that we live in. And this is a message to us all, that we too need to prepare our hearts. We need to do what the Magi did, to seek our Lord, to seek him with all their hearts and efforts in their study. You know, they were inspired by some dreams, probably inspired to study the scriptures and the prophets, and they were urged on by our Lord's working in their heart, and they responded. And they were probably three different kings from different areas who probably met up somewhere, says the mystics of the church, and were overjoyed probably meeting each other and seeing the star that was guiding them, and came to Jerusalem and lost sight of the star and were asking for enlightenment from the king there and from the religious leaders, and they didn't know. It was after leaving the king and the people there that they saw the star again, and they were exceedingly full of joy at seeing the star. And the star was probably a supernatural event, a supernatural thing, maybe a very bright star low in the sky that was shining and showing the way for them to know unmistakably that it was in this place. And so they went and they saw what? They saw the child with Mary, his mother. What a sight to see this beautiful child and this beautiful mother there. What a sight. And it crowned all of their longing, all of their faith, all of their journeys, all of their efforts. It crowned it all. They were more than happy to have gone through all that expense to see this child and mother, which a memory that would have had all the days of their life that they took back to their countries to tell them about this sight, a sight of poverty, sight of still sight of joy and beauty, to see the divinity through this child, the queenship and this majestic comportment of Our Lady, who was poor and yet so full of beauty and majesty. They would have seen it, and it was saw with the eyes of faith. It was seen through all the poverty of the whole situation. It was saw the whole beauty of it all, that supernatural beauty which would have touched their heart, and they presented their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which is what we present to God. This is our spiritual life, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Our love, our prayers, and our sacrifices. This should always be part of our spiritual life, shining more and more with that gold of love for God, praying more and more on our journey through life, on our journey every day. We should be praying more and more deeply, drawing closer and closer to our Lord. This is a journey that we should be making, and it should be an ascension, you know, ascending journey. to growing closer and closer to our Lord, as closer and closer the kings were drawing to the Christ child and Our Lady, we should be drawing closer and closer to our Lord. And that spirit of sacrifice, which should grow to spirit of mortification, should grow in us. We should learn more and more to sacrifice ourselves, to mortify ourselves, and to especially to mortify our sinful tendencies, but also to mortify our desires that don't lead us closer to our Lord. And it doesn't have to be great sacrifices, it doesn't have to be great penances, but, you know, these little chipping away so that we can grow to love our Lord more. We need to have a life and live a life of that mortification, chipping away of all our desires which don't lead us to God, closer relationship with our Lord. And this is our journey. It's a journey of closeness with Jesus. And our Lord is going to take away the star sometimes. Our Lord is going to, you know, let us fall into some obscurity and unclearness and, you know, lack of feeling and fervor. And yet we're going to continue on our journey. And I can continue this journey of love for our Lord. And see that as kind of like a hard to get tactic of our Lord, who tries to lure us in more and more to him. He's done it to all the saints. He's done it, you know, in particular, as you see in our modern saint of Blessed Mother Teresa, 50 years of withholding the feelings of fervor to her. She was constantly saying to priests, you know, where is Jesus? Where is he? I don't feel him. I don't sense him. And yet she continued to long for him, that longing she never lost, and she grew throughout her life. That longing is the purpose of our Lord, to withhold sensory feelings to us. So we long for him and come to him. This is what the Jews should have been doing at that time. This is what we Catholics should be doing. We should be longing for our Lord. Our Lord is going to show himself in certain ways, and we have to seek. He's not just going to show himself, you know. He shows, in the world we see God through nature, we see God through his creation, and that should be enough for us to believe in him and then to seek him. But he still withholds himself enough so that if we don't seek him, we won't find him. So there's enough for us, and he doesn't want to show himself too much so that we won't seek him. You know, he doesn't show himself too much in the Eucharist so that we will seek him. So we'll pray to him and long for him and pray to him and think about him and and meditate on him and find him through the eyes and the heart of faith. We need to see that there's that necessary balance between God showing and revealing himself to us and our efforts of seeking to him, studying him, meditating on the scriptures, meditating on his truths, meditating on all the actions that he shows us in our life, the hand of God that we see in our life through faith. We need to long and yearn and seek and ask and knock. You know, we need to keep seeking. And it's a journey. It's a journey. We should be like the kings, journeying through our life. And with the star of Our Lady guiding and shining our way, she will always keep shining the light on Jesus. She will show us the way and teach us, make it clear and clear what we should be doing, what is God's will for us. We need to keep looking to her, to the star. And we will certainly find our way to Bethlehem, find our way to the Eucharist, certainly find our way. And so it's a good analogy for us, a good symbol, a good scene for us to look at this, the kings. This is our journey too. And we are like the pagans many times. You know, we need to start a new day. We're new Christians with the wake of the day. You know, let's not think we're established, full of virtue. No, we're beginners. You know, we're beginning the journey like the kings. The kings came to Jesus ignorant. You know, they saw themselves as ignorant. They were in many ways, and they came to be enlightened by the Jews and by the Pharisees and scribes who didn't help them too much. They had to find it on their own, and they did. And when they arrived there and they saw Jesus and Mary, and they were probably filled with infused knowledge at that point. Because they were beginners, they were humble. They humbled themselves before the Christ child, even though they were kings and wealthy and famous and strong. they came and humbled themselves. So we too need to humble ourselves. We are beginners, we are pagans like pagans. So much more to learn, so much more to do for our Lord. So let's begin our journey again. Let's begin our journey looking at the star, Our Lady, and go and find the Christ child, find Our Lady, find the Eucharist, find the grace of God with her help.